Welcome to this special think tank edition of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered 12 clinical investigators for a day-long roundtable discussion, which was structured around a series of poll questions and a survey completed by the faculty in the 2 days prior to the meeting. The full results of this survey are presented in the monograph accompanying this program. The first questions related to the duration of adjuvant aromatase inhibitor therapy and delayed use of AIs. We first presented a 60-year-old woman who completed 5 years of tamoxifen for a tumor with 4 positive nodes in which the tamoxifen had been completed 3 years previously. 8 of the 12 faculty members would start an AI at that point. We then presented the same patient with 4 positive nodes, but this time having received 5 years of an AI, and 4 faculty would continue therapy, and 2 others would offer continuation. In the monograph, you'll also see that we presented these same scenarios, but in patients age 81. Dr. Kathy Pritchard began the related discussion by commenting on the initiation of an AI some years after having completed prior tamoxifen therapy.
There's good data now from the MA17 study that in the women who were on placebo when the trial stopped, they crossed over, that they've done actually even better than the originally randomized women for reasons I don't understand, and that's not a randomized comparison. But I think it gives us a pretty clear signal that even starting 1, 2, or 3 years out from finishing tamoxifen, that the AIs still have an effect. So I think using an AI in this situation, even with the gap, is very logical. I think I was one of the people who probably said recommend an AI in both situations. And I guess the question with an 81-year-old is, how long does the average 81-year-old live? And she's still very high risk. And looking at the side effects from Haimas's paper is the suggestion that these older women aren't having very much problem with, at least in the short term, with quality of life. So I would think that both patients would be a candidate for an AI.
Paul, you know, people have really gotten used to using Peter Ravden's adjuvant online model sort of up front. He does have this sort of post 5 years of tamoxifen model, but there are just so many variables. Are we moving towards a situation where we're really going to be able to put a bunch of numbers in? They're 4 years from diagnosis, 8 years, and really come up with an absolute benefit?
We probably will eventually. Maybe not yet. There's still more data coming and follow-up. But I will make the general comment. I remember many years ago that we were interested in the outcome of elderly patients with lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and people put quite a lot of effort into showing that anthracyclines were being underutilized in elderly patients with lymphoma, and actually the outcome would be far improved in those patients if they weren't disenfranchised from appropriate chemotherapy based on their age. And I do feel very strongly, not just because I've been so intimately involved with the results, but I do feel very strongly that we have a very large prevalent pool of receptor-positive breast cancer patients in the world, and that many of them have been incompletely treated, and we're seeing a benefit across a huge spectrum of time for the application of endocrine therapy. And I think that my own view, I strongly believe from going around the world talking, that endocrine therapy is being underutilized largely in the world, and that people should think, why shouldn't I give it rather than why should I give it? And I think I see patients being excluded based on age unnecessarily. I see them being excluded on things like they've got pre-existing osteoarthritis and other small trivial reasons that clinicians are dismissing the application of a treatment that's highly effective. And I think that this is a problem that needs to be addressed by the oncology community worldwide.
Is there an upper limit in terms of number of years since diagnosis or since tamoxifen where you just will say, hey, I think it's been too long?
The data is confined to a range of, I think it's 1 to 7 years after stopping tamoxifen from our post-unblinding analysis. But I think biologically, it was previously shown that if you initiate tamoxifen at any time in the pathway of this follow-up, you can affect some benefit. And I think that's true here. And I think what Kathy said was the impact on quality of life self-reported by these patients is zero in the elderly group. And there is a life expectancy. And the year-on-year prevention of an event is very substantial. So even if you take 12 months of this pill, many people think of this dichotomously. Should I give this old woman 5 years or not? And I think there's a middle road. Should I give her some? You can give 1 year or 2 years. We did this with tamoxifen for many years.